It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, now we are talking about conflict and personality differences. Ever feel like you're speaking a different language when you clash with somebody? It might just be your personality types at play. You'd never know. But again, whether you are dealing with a fiery extrovert or a thoughtful introvert, like those are just like that, cut neat, we'll explore the nuances of personality-driven conflict and strategies to navigate these choppy waters with grace and insight. So let's unpack the psychology behind our clashes and turn potential battlegrounds into fields of understanding with our pastor joining us now, Pastor John Majuru, joining us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, thank you, and how are you?
I am well, thank you very much, Pastor. Are you well?
We are well, by God's grace. I hope today I'm audible enough.
For now, you're audible perfectly, so thank you very much, Pastor.
Thank you.
So let's get into it. We have a lot of ground to cover, you and I. How do different personality types influence the way individuals perceive and respond to conflict?
Thank you. And what a powerful lesson we have today. Allow me, even before I talk about personality conflict, let me define conflict resolution so that at least we can have that connection. A conflict resolution is a way for two or more parties to find a peaceful solution to a disagreement among them. The disagreement may be personal, financial, political, or emotional. When a dispute arose, often the best course of action is negotiating to resolve the disagreement. And so today we will look at conflict and the personality differences. A personality conflict or clash occurs when two or more colleagues have mismatched personalities, background, or outlook. Personalities, a conflict can impact productivity and cause absenteeism. The conflict which is caused by personality can cause disagreement and mistrust among each other. And so, when we are talking about a conflict and personalities, we must understand that this can actually impact, even when we talk about productivity, when we talk about the outcome, when we talk about even the relationship. If not well handled, this can lead to a conflict. So we need to understand our personalities and these differences, be able to manage them.
Perhaps before we even continue any further, these personality types, is this a psychological tool we are using to define and distinguish one from the other? Or is there a biblical source where we could derive these personality types? Is this a psychological study we're getting into, or is this a biblical study we're getting into?
For now, I can say somehow both can affect, but mostly for today, we will look at psychologically.
I see.
Psychologically, okay. Personalities. Yes.
All right, no problem. I'll give you an opportunity right at the end to give us the biblical side, because I looked at it and I could not find a scriptural side to it. So talk to me. What are some common personality traits that can lead to clashes in personal and professional relationships?
All right. As we talk about personal or difference or conflict, as we talk about how people perceive each other, as we talk about issues which can help to stabilize, people who avoid the trends to shy away from this disagreement try to please people and do not want the dynamics of a situation to change. On the other hand, those who seek out conflict might look eager in a disagreement, value honest and get angry when somebody is not being direct. Now, when we talk about the traits in terms of how do we talk about traits and how people perceive in terms of conflict, if someone has the introvert personality type, this makes the effort to talk one-on-one rather than in a group. If somebody is the other way, extravert, if somebody has this side, it tells you need to talk with them as a part of a group or make such that they share their ideas with others. Now, in terms of the traits, there are about five. I know there are many, but allow me just to talk about five, my leader. One of it, which are common in terms of personality traits, is in terms of professional work, it's about cooperation. Some people, they intend not to cooperate with others. So incooperation may lead also to a conflict. So when we are talking about the trait, we need to look out in terms of cooperation. The other one is willingness. Other people are unwillingly to cooperate, unwillingly to associate, unwillingly to agree to make sure that things move together. And that unwillingness leads to conflicts. The other one, in terms of professional, we are talking about governing. This threat of governing, people, they differ in terms of leadership. They differ in terms of how they look at things. So in terms of governing, how you lead, if that personality affect others, this thing may lead to conflict. Governing is one of the important traits which we need to understand in terms of personalities. If not well handled, people resolve even to something which is not good, which leads to conflict. The other trait is about avoiding. Others, they intend to just to avoid, continue avoiding. When things are happening, I think we must find means and ways to encounter the challenge and find where we can do even things better. Other thing which talks about personal traits, it's about compromising. When things are supposed to be done in a certain way and a group or other people decide to compromise, this leads to a conflict, my leader.
So I was of the view that you are going to give us personality types.
Okay. All right.
Am I mistaken, sir?
I thought in my definition I started with the same personalities, the introverts and extroverts.
You said five. You said you're going to give us five different personality types.
Oh, okay. The trait. I meant the trait.
I see. My mistake.
Five factors.
I see.
Openness, in terms of when you are discussing, you must be open.
Okay.
Also, in terms of agreeing, sometimes we intend to blame each other when things are just
right
in the way they are supposed to work.
Okay. Okay. You said there were introverts and
extrovert.
Extrovert. Okay.
Yes.
So, how can understanding one's own personality type help in managing and resolving conflicts?
Thank you so much. In terms of how to understand one's own personality type and how it can help in terms of managing and resolving conflict, mostly allow me to just summarize in a way. You must be able, as an individual, be able to understand others. Because when you are able to understand others, then it sorts out a lot of things which may lead to a conflict. So in short, I'm saying you as an individual, even as a leader, even at home, you must be able to understand others. Don't take things too personal or to say, I want things to be done like this. We must also understand that in an environment, in a community, at a work, you must understand others. When they do certain things, understand them, be able to bring them together. The other thing which can help in terms of understanding your own personalities, be able to bond easily with others. Find it easy to bond with others, because sometimes we intend to feel that, me, unless I do this, me, unless this way. But we are social beings. We must find the means and ways to find a way to bond with others. The other thing, we must be able to smooth and be able to cooperate and be able to work with others. Most of the times when we are given tasks, we think of, if I accomplish alone, then all the glory come to me. I think it's better in terms of personalities to be able to cooperate and work smoothly with others. Also, we must be able to enjoy protecting others. When we see that things are not okay, you as an individual, that personality is of protecting one another. It brings bond, it brings to work together. Also, we must be able to take a direction which is easy for almost everyone, such that we are able to understand and work as a team. We must be able to give orders easily, not a command which brings an comfortable to others. As we give direction, sometimes you are given a task which will be a supervisor. Mm-hmm. Those directions, yes, are needed, but I think we must give them in a way such that they are easily followed. As you give orders, make sure that almost everyone is following you as a leader. And the other things which we need to understand is dreaming and imagination, a new world where we can put things such that almost everyone is able to agree and also move as a direction, especially when it comes to a church. I've heard the advert where we are saying, after this, we lead people to baptism. I think people should be able to understand the type of God whom we worship. There are some people, when they visit our churches, our denomination, the way we treat them, our personalities, the way we welcome them, it can either allow them to come and continue worshiping with us or to go forever. So we must improve, because when we do this, it is able to improve the productivity in terms of organizing and thinking ahead, because we are facilitating and we are working as a team, and also conflicts are able to be resolved within time.
Okay. So, like I said at the beginning, it would be good for you then to help us understand, where do we get all of this, this well of information, this profound knowledge? Where do we get it from in the scriptures?
All right. And maybe the other tips, if I even go to the scriptures, the other tips for managing conflicts.
No, before, I don't want us to go there first. I just want us to root this in the scriptures, because my worry is that we're going to run out of time without giving people the scriptural aspect of our conversation.
Okay, all right. I will just give an example in the book of Daniel. When we read the book of Daniel, we find Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were encountered with the issue of worshiping idols, but they were able to stand because of the value they had and to worship the true God. They were not able to be waved by the group or any other. They said to the king, if it means die, we'll die. But us, using our personalities, we worship our true God. So those are the examples we need also to understand. When we talk about Paul also, before he became Paul, when he was Saul, that personality of accepting Christ and turning a 90 degree, that should be able to help us. Because when Paul met Christ, he changed, and we know that he's one of them who was able to write many chapters and verses in the New Testament. I know our background may be somehow that we may feel shy, that we may not be able to stand. But like Paul, when we meet Christ, we forget about the past, because the Bible tells you and me that when we meet Jesus, we are new and we start a new journey. So those are the characters in the Bible which can help us. I know there are many men, but those are few because of time.
I'm worried. My question was on the source where we get the concept of personality types. Mentioning Paul or Daniel or the three Hebrew boys does not help us understand how we arrive at the conclusion that there are, in actual fact, personality types. Does the Bible address personality types?
The Bible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where?
It does. Now, I don't know if you want to give me the chapters or you wanted me to give the characters in the Bible.
No. I just need, you don't really need to give us the chapter and verse. You can refer us to a point where the Bible addresses personality types.
Okay. I don't know if you can just give me a minute.
Okay.
Sure, sure.
All right. So we are having a conversation with Pastor John Majuru, who is helping us understand conflict and personality types, the differences, and most importantly, for the purposes of this radio station, we don't just give it to you. We give it to you from a biblical perspective, a biblical point of view. And we have received so much wisdom from Pastor John Majuru, who is now going to share with us where we get all of this in scriptures. Because when we began our conversation with him, we had asked whether this is purely scriptural or purely psychological. And the pastor did say that it is both largely psychological, but some of it is in the scripture. And so we have given much of our time to the psychological part. And now we just want to close it off with the scriptural side, because it's important for you to walk away from this conversation with also the scriptural side. Pastor John Majuru, did you find your text?
Yes, I have some of them, but
that's all right.
I don't know if this will answer your question again.
Yeah, I don't really need many. You could just give us one that speaks to personality types.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allow me to talk about Abraham.
Okay.
Yes. When we read from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
Yes. When he was called by God to go to a land where God had promised him. And God made a promise to Abraham that he would be with him. And you'll be a father of nation.
Right.
And so Abraham, because of his personality and because of believing and having faith in God, he had no time to start asking about how is the type or what should I do or maybe.
Let me just read it, Pastor. Let me read it so that everyone knows what you're referring to, and then I'll ask my question. Verse 1 to 3, Genesis chapter 12. The Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." Verse 2, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." Verse 3, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Now, when I read that, that's God talking to Abraham, but that says absolutely nothing about personality types.
Okay. Maybe I'm failing to get your question, sir.
Let me ask it again, Pastor. So we, at the beginning of our conversation, I asked whether what we're going to be talking about is purely psychological, or does it have a biblical basis? You said it is largely psychological, but it has a biblical aspect to it as well. And that's what I'm trying to establish. Because in all of what I've listened to you bringing, the brilliant information you've shared with us, it doesn't appear to have any biblical grounding or basis whatsoever. That's why I had to ask, what is the biblical grounding, the biblical basis for all this wealth of wisdom?
Okay.
Right.
So what if I give the other one? Genesis chapter 50, the story from 15 to 21, the story of Joseph when he forgave his brothers, when he forgave his brothers.
Okay.
Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 to 21.
Yeah.
I'm sure we are aware about that story.
I'm going to read it so that everyone knows exactly what you're talking about. Verse 15 to 21, correct?
Yes.
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then," verse 21, "so then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Again here, nothing about personality types.
Okay. Maybe I will need time, sir, to...
Not a problem, Pastor. We can talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow you can come and help. Yeah, because it's important that as a Christian radio station, we ground our teachings on Scripture. And and I really enjoyed learning all of what you have shared with us so far, and I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Let me write the question again.
All right. So what the question is, what is the biblical grounding? What is the biblical basis for personality types?
What is the biblical grounding?
Grounding for personality types.
Oh, personality. All right. Personality.
Yeah. Types.
Types.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So I suppose when we begin our conversation tomorrow, we'll begin right there and then we can continue.
That's fine.
Lovely. Pastor, thank you very much for your time and your insights. They're always important to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's how we end our conversation. It's 30 minutes after 2. Pastor John Majuru comes back tomorrow, same time, same place, to give us more insights about how to handle conflict. Today, we're talking about conflict and personality types, and we'll conclude this conversation with a biblical note tomorrow.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.